Hello there and welcome to this edition of Visit Cuba. Today we are bringing you some interesting news about the world of tourism to and originating from Cuba. I'm Rach Gámez for Radio Havana Cuba. Stay with me. Cuba's hotel group Gran Caribe has registered intense commercial activity over the past 12 months, yielding modest but positive results in a year particularly complex due to the new anti-Cuba crusade of the Trump administration that seeks to debilitate the Cuban economy, of which tourism is a major driving engine. Gran Caribe is Cuba's foremost hotel group, operating 4- and 5-star hotels across the island. Gran Caribe President Cristina León, in statements to the press here in Havana, has offered information on the group's performance in 2018. She said, "I should point out here that the British travel company and airline Thomas Cook declared bankruptcy in September 2019. Also, we should mention the prevention of U.S.-connected cruise ships from visiting due to the anti-Cuba measures implemented by the Trump administration. Even before that, for a number of years now, the U.S. government has adopted a practice to include Cuban hotels and other tourist facilities on a blacklist. That is the case of the Hotel Nacional de Cuba and the Hotel Capri, two facilities that belong to Gran Caribe's hotel group. These two hotels sold splendidly. There was also the so-called Sonic Attacks, a mere pretext used by Washington to discourage travel by U.S. citizens to our nation, among other things. All the uncertainty generated by these and other anti-Cuba measures have put these and other of the Gran Caribe's facilities in an unfavorable situation, as U.S. citizens traveling here are being advised against visiting or booking them." Cristina León then elaborated on strategies adopted by the hotel group to compensate for the damage inflicted by Washington's anti-Cuba measures. "In order to confront these adversities, the hotel group has defined and adopted new strategies based on the diversification of our offers to attract clients from other nations and regions to somehow compensate for fewer U.S. clients. We have experienced also the slight contraction of the Canadian market, which in our case was not significant. We should say that other markets experienced growth, and that was instrumental in the group registering a modest but positive growth in 2019. Discouraging travel to Cuba, creating obstacles to Cuba's development and generating uncertainty and atmosphere of mistrust are among the objectives of the Cuba policy of the current U.S. administration. But Cuba does not remain complacent, as it is constantly finding and implementing alternatives to counteract Washington's aggressiveness. In the case of Gran Caribe, the group's efforts have not been in vain, as it registered a growth in the average number of tourists per day and the occupancy rate of its more than 14,000 rooms distributed in 54 hotels. Last year, we registered an increase in air tour operations from other countries like Russia, which is steadily positioning itself favorably within Gran Caribe Hotel Group. We are not talking here about short-stay tourism, but between 10 to 14 nights on average. Undoubtedly, this has had a positive impact on our results. According to the National Statistics Office, Russian tourism to Cuba grew by nearly 30% in 2018. The hotels owned by Gran Caribe, located in Cuba's most important destinations, include hotels that range from landmark properties such as the Hotel Nacional de Cuba and the historic Hotel Inglaterra in Havana, to hotels along the beautiful beaches of Varadero and the Cuban Keys, Cayos. Gran Caribe is continuously developing its travel products to ensure exclusivity, diversity, and competitive prices, inspired by a long-standing tradition of Cuban hospitality. Cuba is recognized worldwide as a safe tourist destination with outstanding hospitality, evidenced by the Excellence Award as the safest country for tourism, awarded at the 38th International Tourism Fair in Madrid, Spain in 2018. Such credentials cannot be obscured, despite the Trump administration's media campaigns and sanctions on Cuba escalating since 2017 with the purpose of undermining this strategic sector key to the economic and social development of our country. These measures, along with other blockade restrictions, have caused losses amounting to some $1.3083 billion from April 2018 to March 2019 alone, in important areas related to travel, services, operations, and logistics. It is estimated that 35% of the total number of annual visitors to Cuba would be from the United States if the blockade did not exist. But none of this discourages us. The country has reaffirmed the intention to perfect and expand our tourist facilities, while the interest in Cuba and respect from international industry leaders remain strong. In this context, in addition to the great challenge posed by the development of the Oasis Tourist Center, a hotel complex that will feature some 1,000 rooms in Varadero, Cuba's number one beach resort, work is advancing on other significant remodeling efforts, and plans for Hosson Park and Plaza America with a view toward hosting the International Tourism Fair, FIT Cuba 2020, in May this year. Ibis Fernandez Peña, Tourism Ministry representative in the province, noted that FIT Cuba 2020 will confirm Varadero's international prestige and attract tour operators and business people who will be able to see firsthand the progress of tourism in the country based on our cultural and natural attractions, quality services, and security. Well, that's it for this edition of Visit Cuba. I'm Rach Gámez. Thanks for your company.